stamp cigarettes here.
What's the penalty to the person?
You mean other than lung cancer?
Well, yeah. Bad breath, yellow teeth.
Jennifer, could you help me?
I'm section...
I'm sorry, not Jennifer. But, well, between the two of you, Joanna or Jennifer.
Page 12.
One thing to understand about the tax stamp, this legislation does not replace or change who the taxpayer is under current statutes. Right now, our statutes say if you're an individual and you bring product into the state, you're required to have a license with the Department of Revenue
right.
before you do that. So all this is saying is that the same thing applies to you as an individual as it would a retailer. You have to have a stamped product. And if you have to buy stamps from us and iron them on, and you want to get a license because you think it's in your best interest to do so, this legislation addresses that.
And you just caught me. What's it going to cost me?
Pardon?
You just caught me. What's it going to cost me?
There's a 100% penalty for not having a license. So you have to pay the tax. You have to pay a 100% penalty. And any interest that may have occurred, we take the product from you. And if we want to go forward with any criminal charges for tax evasion, we can do so.
Okay. Thank you.
We will again have this bill to discuss with thanks to all of you who made a considerable effort to be part of this project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer. And with thanks for your patience, Senator Dyson. We are on overtime a little bit waiting for a caucus, but I've asked for dispensation for us to continue until Lake come and fetch us.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I brought my chauffeur.
You listened carefully. Welcome.
Right. Yeah, thank you. I think all of you know what a scourge prenatal alcohol poisoning for children has been in our state. We have the distinction of leading the nation. We've gone the last 5.5 years to actually having one of the better programs in the state for dealing with the malady after it's happened. And large part of the credit goes to Karen Perdue and Diane Castro. And I'm proud of what we've done, but we've got to do much more on the prevention side. When we, Diane organized a FAS summit last fall that, how many were there, Diane? And we were told there that there's still an amazing amount of ignorance in the population about how much alcohol you can drink when you're pregnant without damaging the child. And about 30% perhaps of our OBGYN doctors don't even know that it's always dangerous.
The OBs don't, Senator, thank you, Senator Seekin. The OBs don't acknowledge that any amount of alcohol can be damaging.
30% of them apparently is what was represented to us. And it's irreversible. And the damage, the kids that are damaged and even the ones that don't have the dwarf structure, small eyes, no fold in the upper lip, and so on, will have cognitive problems. They will have difficulty reasoning from cause and effect, difficulty with empathy, and carrying out any kinds of complex sorts of things. My wife and I now have a 10-year-old in our house, we believe is FAE. Some of the experts here in our state think that 60 to 70% of our prison population may have prenatal alcohol poisoning issues. I mean, the social impact is just immense. A few years ago, Senator Drew Pierce got a bill passed that requires the labeling and signs in bars. And at the conference I was at, Diane organized last fall, a parent there suggested that we get labels on the prescriptions and devices and equipment that sexually active people might be using, which is the genesis of this bill that's before you. And it just requires that the pharmacists that are handing out birth control devices and pregnancy testing would hand out a piece of paper that warns about it and post a sign. I've gone around and talked to the pharmacist and the drug manufacturers, And I literally went to them and said, something like this is worth doing. How can we make it easy for you? And all of them have been very sympathetic, and I've been quite impressed. The pharmacist right down here at the marketplace down here, he said, I'm just going to put stickers on everything, as well as a sign, you know. I'll just put stickers on all the boxes. And he said, you know, I've been doing this without your darn law, and so on. So there's zero cost here. I think the Department of Law doesn't think that we will have any problems with enforcement, that folks will do it. And I'd be glad to answer any questions or have my chauffeur answer the dumb ones.
The dumb question. Thank you, Senator Dyson. Obviously, there'll be some cost to the pharmacies and these agencies that distribute the equipment if they're going to put a sticker on everything. Is that just absorbed in the price of the product? Is that the assumption?
Yes, sir. And but we've made it really easy. I mean, all I got to do is pull it up on their computer and run the printer, you know, and hand it out. It's very little more than the cost of a piece of paper. And I think that, and under your tutelage, as I've both become wiser and more cynical, there's a whole bunch of stuff like this that individual people would do, but somehow or the other, it's easier if you make their competition do it too. You know, and I think that's a little bit of the genius of what makes things like this happen.
Additional question. I mean, I'm still appalled by the 30% of OBs that wouldn't. I mean, is it that they think you can drink just a little bit, or they just? Is there any possibility of expanding your bill to say that anybody that treats pregnant women has to post a sign?
I hadn't thought of that one. Maybe we ought to say that everybody that pays their doctor ought to put a sticker on it, tells it to the doctor. I'm sure they'll read the checks they get.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you give it some thought. As our usual practice here is to hear a bill, think about it, and then hear it take action on the second time we hear the bill.
Ready?
And if that's
Thursday?
If that's it'll be next week. If that is something that would be an asset to the bill, please consider it and let us know.
Yeah, I think it's a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What? Just because there's not very many people here.
Wes is right there.
That's a lot of questions. Is this meant to cover condoms?
It's an anti-pregnancy related item.
Well, it says birth control prescriptions.
Well, it says birth control devices.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, it's a little anachronism that.
I'm just asking. That's
concern for pregnancy.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea.
I'd rather go overboard than underboard.
There you go.
Some of the people that wear them probably can read.
Moving right along, Senator Stevens, did you have a question?
Mr. Chairman, if you chose to abrogate your policy and pass this out, the next bill or committee of referral is Hess, and I can assure you that we would strongly consider your suggestion, which I actually think is a good one.
Any objection?
None. We want me to make a motion?
Make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill number 156, /hotel, be moved from committee with individual recommendations.
And we have no, and we also have, quickly, Jane, and then we have to go to caucus.
Thank you.
Yes.
Senator French?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Senator Bundy?
Yes. Next Tuesday, we only have an hour and a half meeting, and we're going to devote it entirely to credit scoring. So come with pencil and paper to take notes. With that, thank you very much for